Not You, written by Cinnamon Sea Dragon and read by Sunkitten Shash.
Lightning's Howl.
The 24th Key.
Freckle Bomb Fic.
And Nonny.
He'd gotten a note. And while Zhong Chong would normally be wary of such a thing, it was just entirely out of the ordinary. A note from a secret admirer of all things, telling him to meet them under the mistletoe at a certain time, so that they may reveal themselves. At first he'd assumed it was a prank, but the handwriting was too neat, the words too earnest. It intrigued him, and it gave him a tiny bit of hope. Even if the person was someone that Zhong Chong couldn't develop feelings for, the fact that someone wanted him was enough to make him flustered and hopeful and almost excited about the whole idea of it. He waited until the time, eyes scanning over the room of the party, wondering who it was. He was about to jump out of his skin every time someone approached him, and he checked his watch so many times that his wrist was starting to hurt. And then, finally, it was time. He took a steadying breath and walked to the secluded little spot where he was supposed to meet. Shui Yang stood under the mistletoe, frowning at a piece of paper in his hand. He glanced up, and his face dropped into something equally as horrified as Zhong Chong felt. This was worse than a prank. This was...
No,
Shui Yang said, like he was baffled and offended all at once.
Did you send me this note?
Zhong Chong asked through clenched teeth. Shu Yang's mouth dropped.
I fucking did not,
he said, disgusted by the whole concept.
I'm not here for you. I got a note.
Zhong Chong frowned.
But what?
He asked. He had no idea what was going on. Maybe this was an elaborate prank, on both of them, but no one at this party could possibly have that much of a death wish to anger both Zhong Chong and Shu Yang. Surely not.
Oh.
A voice sounded from beside them, and they both whirled around at once. Xiaoxing Chen stood there, looking concerned.
Oh, thank fuck!
Shu Yang said, relieved, and tried to push Zhong Chong out from under the mistletoe.
Hey!
Zhong Chong snapped.
I was here first!
Not my fault your person's late!
Shu Yang snarled.
Zhong Chong?
And oh, great, Wei Wuxian was here too. The mistletoe had been his stupid idea in the first place.
What's going on?
Zhong Chong held up his stupid piece of paper.
Was this your idea of a joke?
Wei Wuxian laughed.
No. I told him not to write you a letter. Oh, this is too good.
Who?
He demanded, still fighting off Shu Yang.
I can't tell you, but you know the rules. You two have to kiss.
Wei Wuxian said gleefully, holding up his phone to capture a photo. Xiaoxing Chen smiled gently in permission, and Zhong Chong almost wanted to break his legs about it.
Ugh,
Shu Yang said.
I'd rather die.
Zhong Chong glared.
I can make that happen.
Oh, shut up, Shu Yang.
Zhong Chong said, rolling his eyes.
You shut up.
Shu Yang retorted. And before Zhong Chong could protest, or even fully realized what was happening, Shu Yang grabbed the front of his shirt, pressed the quickest, angriest, tiniest peck against his lips, and shoved Zhong Chong away as hard as he could.
There, you fucking happy now?
Shu Yang snarled.
No, you were so fast, I didn't even get a picture.
Wei Wuxian complained. Zhong Chong blinked in shock.
What the fuck?
Get out, it's my turn,
Shu Yang said, taking Xiaoxing Chen's hand.
At Cheng, I've got more mistletoe. Maybe you were supposed to meet under the other ones?
Wei Wuxian suggested. Zhong Chong would break his legs. He most definitely would.
The end!